applications for? Is there anyone in the audience that signed up that is in opposition to the applications? Okay. Do you guys have a design flow of who goes first?
I think I'm going to take first crack at it.
There you go.
Okay. But if my name is Mike Bilbrey. I'm Secretary of Redbud Shores Estates. I think, Scott, if you pull out, we'd be able to see just on your existing map there before we get, if you pull out a little bit, that's our property to the south there. Can I approach this?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
So this is the Briarwood. This is Redbud Shores. And it's sort of hazy, but there's a patch of ground here that was tree covered that separated the properties, part of which has been torn down, not by the existing owners, but by lifestyle contractors who last month attempted to get the zoning change, which was approved initially by the Planning Commission, but then was denied by the Taney County Commissioner. So, but first I wanted to, oh, by the way, let me say, there are a group of us here tonight. Not all of us are going to speak, but I would like them to stand. Just let us know the owners at Redbud Shores who are in opposition to this. Okay? The first argument I want to make with respect to the method and manner in which this is being requested is, I think Rob, who I've emailed with on several occasions because we have a well water agreement, I think what that should have happened here was that the Homeowners Association should have applied for zoning. Now, I could be wrong on that, but each individual unit owner is coming to you requesting a change in the zoning for their particular unit. I don't think that's how zoning laws are applied by units. I think it's a land use development, and it's my further understanding that these individual unit owners do not own the land upon which the property sits. So you have six in total. They're asking you to change the zoning of their individual unit. Now that leaves four others who have not requested a change in the zoning. Okay? So if you change these six to nightly rental three, what's going to prevent, I don't know the exact numbers, but another unit coming in and say, I'd like to be a commercial unit. I'd like to start selling hamburgers out of my place. Even if you were to allow nightly rental three in these particular six units, in addition to the nightly rental, that particular zoning classification allows for daycare centers for 1 to 5 kids. It allows for retirement housing. It allows for community recreation. So I guess private trainers can start bringing in clientele to start doing training in their places. And also recreation and entertainment indoors. I don't know what that means, but that's in the NR3 classification. So if you allow that, then the next person can come in and say, okay, that's what I want to do, start retirement housing or a community recreation center or a daycare center. Or they can ask for a different classification. Unit 6 might say, I want to start a hamburger stand. It seems ridiculous that you're going to have a building with 8 units and in 2 outbuildings, 2 separate homes, requesting different zoning on the same land. So I just think that's inappropriate. In addition, and I understand they're out-of-town owners, but the Taney County zoning laws were adopted, I believe, in April of 21, and there was public comment availability to be had by any and all individuals who were opposing that particular zoning change. And I don't know that any opposition was presented to the board at that particular time. I want to point out again that the Taney County Commission on November 16th at its hearing in which we attended denied the zoning request of lifestyle contractors. And I don't know if you recall this, gentlemen. Can you blow this up if you would, Scott, please? A little hard to see, and the plat map's a little bit off, but this is the unit that consists of 8 condos that are there. And as Scott pointed out, there's 2 separate homes on the north and south end. What Lifestyle has, and they are going to develop 8 condo units,
attached and adjacent to the existing eight-unit building on the north and south end. You've already denied their ability to have NR3 in those units.
Now, what's going to happen if you allow this approval of this particular change for these six units? I don't know how you then can stop the adjacent and attached 16 units to be nightly rentals as well.
Sir, you're over your 4 minutes, so if you want to summarize final statement, that'd be awesome.
Well, I have a lot more to say, but I'm hoping some of my other gentlemen and ladies can pick it up from there. But
okay.
I don't believe that you can sit individually zone condo units. That's the major part I wanted to make.
Anyone else that's signed up that wants to speak?
Yes. My name is Mike Ziga. I'm the president of the Condo Association. And speaking as the president of our CECO Association, we oppose the rezoning of the existing condos at Briarwood on Lake Taneycombe with the nightly rental due to the lack of on-site management of the parcels named in the petition. In the past, previous owners at Briarwood reported conduct that is unacceptable to our quiet residential non-nightly rental community right next door. And that conduct includes, but is not limited to, lewd behavior in public, fighting in public, occupation of the property by those other than the renter, which is underage occupants and underage drinking, noise issues after hours, fireworks, etc. This lack of on-site management caused by the owners living out of state makes it difficult, if not impossible, to reach the owners and resolve that matter in a timely fashion. We experienced that firsthand recently while carrying out our water well agreement. The DNR required 3 water samples of us from Briarwood itself. After we emailed the 3 owners, they refused, stating they lived out of state and could not be there. In addition to Briarwood VRBO's lack of management on site, some property owners encouraged overcrowding and inadequate parking on site by advertising the property as suitable for many more people than what it was designed to occupy. So I think cars will be spilling onto our property. And let me read that example. I don't know if we...
Mike, Scott, that's on that thumb drive I gave you, the last entry.
Well, I'll read it. Let your worries float away in Lake Taneycombe as you relax at this 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom vacation rental condo in Branson, boasting a 1,900-square-foot interior, room for 14 guests. That's 14 in one unit. I know there's laws about parking, but there's supposed to be a parking space for every 2 person. That's 7 cars. In addition to the difficulties we had in collecting DNR required water samples from Briarwood VRBOs, another water issue we have is that our mutual water well agreement states the cost of running the well, which is on our property, is to be split on a pro rata basis. Therefore, in an effort to determine costs fairly, we ask that Briarwood pay for installing a meter that would give us an accurate account of how to split the bill on a pro rata basis. Also, Briarwood should pay 100% of any upgrades needed to keep up with the increased water demand that VRBOs would produce. In conclusion, nightly rentals at Briarwood are not consistent with the new traditional zoning implemented in April. Also, Briarwood VRBO owners in the past have allowed renters to push outside reasonable boundaries to become burdensome to its immediate neighbors, which is us. But the best reason in my mind to deny nightly rentals to Briarwood is that in November of this year, the owner of the parcel of land surrounding existing condos was denied nightly rentals, as Mike Bilby brought up. The ones that were to be built on existing foundations on either side of Briarwood and attached to Briarwood itself, becoming one unit. So since they will become one, I ask that you deny nightly rentals in the existing Briarwood condos as well, just as you denied the proposed connected condos. And just to note at the end, Rob mentioned about, or one of the gentlemen mentioned about, I guess to the north of that, he said he was surrounded by commercial, and I don't think that's true. We're multifamily residential. There's two more homes next to us that are multifamily. On his north side is commercial, but he wants to be compared to the commercial, and that's not what this is about. It's about nightly rentals and not commercial. If they were commercial land, then they could compare themselves to the people north of them.
Sir, you're over your 4 minutes as well. Do you want to summarize a final statement? Are you good?
That was it.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else within the room want to get up?
My name is Terry Fleeman. I represent my mother and deceased father on the property that we own there at Rosebud. We purchased that property back in 2016. At that point in time, when we purchased, there was no mention at all about anything on nightly rentals involved at all at that time. What has been done since then, I'm not sure of. We were instructed at that point only long-term or home ownership was what was going to be allowed there. The gentleman spoke earlier about, you know, development. I and my father have developed lots of property down in Arkansas where we live there in Rogers, and development is a risk. Well, I don't feel that we as homeowners here, or in our case, a vacation rental property that we use personally, we do not rent it out, should be looked upon as a person that you know, being compared to because of their lack of due diligence on trying to locate and find, you know, what their realtor is actually trying to explain to them and sell them. This has also been brought up, but I'm just going to reiterate it one more time. With what we went through last month with this adjacent property to ours, it was denied on the final. You know, y'all passed it through. It was denied on the second go around. If this goes through again, I'm afraid that you guys are going to have a landslide of others going to try to come forward to try to do the very same thing, which is then going to incorporate those of us who do own property to be losing property value due to the multifamily rental property. The reason why I know that so very well is because that's what we used to do down home. So I'm very much aware with why, you know, they're trying to do what they're doing. It's called, I want to make a living, okay? And that's fine, but in this particular circumstance, I don't think that that's the right fit for this particular, you know, piece of property. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Harold Nestor. I currently live at Redbud Shores, and I'm a previous resident of Briarwood Condominium development. I'm going to continue on some information that Mr. Bilbrey was providing, and I want to add, as you were speaking, there are 42 parking spaces at Briarwood currently. Right now, there are 26, I believe, bedrooms provided by those three buildings. If I believe the county insists of two parking spaces per bedroom or per building, and that doesn't, it's not adequate. We've been there when there's been parking issues. And at this time, since Lifestyles has taken away an area where boat trailers were parked, it doesn't allow for boat trailer parking there either. And as you saw in the presentation,